Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Masterpiece Live Conference Call Network. Tonight, there's three of us co-hosting. There's my dear friend, Franco Di Nicola, there's Sifu James Fu, and myself, Antonia Hoggins, because tonight is the preview call for the Riding the Wave event, which is a two-part energetic event that we're hosting here up in Kingbridge at the Oneness Center at Kingbridge, and it's taking place coming up September 21st. And also, on October the 19th. It's a two-part event specifically to assist all of us, those that are attending and not, because, of course, as those that are attending are doing the work, it also expands out to all those that can't be there. It's a two-part energetic event to assist with the new energies, the new wave of energies that are coming in starting September 21st. And they're pretty powerful, it's called the mover and shakers. They're to assist humanity to clean up the past. And I know that from some people having comments and myself as well, that you may have been experiencing emotions or things come up that you thought probably you dealt with. And there's a lot of anger, sadness, you know, all this stuff coming up, anxiety for a lot of people. And that's part of these frequencies that are coming in to assist us to clear that up. So because of that, we are hosting a two-part event, September 21st and October 19th, to assist you first to clear up as much as possible when the energies come in. And then the second part, which is the October part, is to help you ground. And both days you can attend here live at the Oneness Center in Kingbridge, which is about 30 minutes just north of Toronto, or 30 minutes from the airport if you're flying in. Or you can also attend via live stream. So those are the two options. And we encourage you to be with us. And that's what we're here for, right, Franco and James?
Yeah. Okay.
So why don't we talk a little bit about the energies of September the 21st?
Okay, let me start off then.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a question a lot of people already asked me. What's coming? Okay. So from middle of July to end of August, you'll find there's a lot of changes within you. The energy is now coming. It's actually collecting all the little islands of emotions that you have. And also not only emotions, it's your desire too. Now, if you think back just a month ago, starting, usually it's moved around in August. Things that you think you already under control and put it aside, they become a little islands everywhere. Now this energy coming in August is really collect them and put them in the big bucket. So if you have sadness before and you think you get over it, but you don't like your boss, you don't like the job, because you get used to it. Now this energy in August is really waking you guys up. You collect them all in one big bucket called the sadness. So if you have that, good. At least you know what's happening to you. Now, on the other hand, if you have good stuff that you have some project or some desire that you want to do, but you have bits and pieces of information everywhere, during the last August, it's actually focus you. The energy actually assists you to focus. You seem to know where you're moving now. Now, there's two parts now. If you have bad feelings, they put in a big bucket. You really feel sad, you really feel vulnerable. And on the other hand, if you have desire to move somewhere, they are helping you to do that too. They collect them in the big bucket. Now, so what happened on September 21st? If you call September 21st now, if you think of sadness, you will see how sad you will be. So actually starting from September 21st, the energy actually coming, what we so call the booster. It doesn't care what you have. If you are sad, it boosts you up even sadder. And that's the problem, right? Now, so what we would like to see is happening is to help you to release those sadness, those bad emotions, get rid of them now, or at least minimize, to try to clean up that bucket as much as we can. Now, unfortunately, this boosting energy is coming in now, the strongest from September 21st, and this energy not only lasts for 3 months, actually is coming for the next 15 years, right? So be careful. So the best thing we can do is get rid of all your sadness and concentrate on your future, okay? And that's what we hope to do, you know, the September 21st and then October the 19th, to help you to get through this hump. Right now, I pass the ball to Franco. He will do more than I do.
Well, I think you covered it pretty well there.
Yeah, that's why we call riding the wave, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
If you have some good intention, that intention will enlarge to a point that's really, if you're feeling happy now, wait until September 21st, you will really feel you can fly. Everything will be positive.
Yeah, things will boost. The thing is, too, is if we have great intentions, we have some great plans, and we're looking at heading a certain direction with our lives and holding that energy, the one thing that still comes September 21st or even already what it is, and it's going to just really intensify. If there's anything that maybe is an obstacle or a fear or a concern or an old story program and so forth that you may have, that will still, so you'll have, part of you will lift up and see that the possibilities are there and it feels very strongly, but then the opposite will be also accentuated also, where you see the heaviness or whatever that you still have that, like James Fu was saying, that needs to get rid of or clear the bucket, is going to also be activated. So you'll have both. So you can actually be having both parts of it activated. So it's still very key to let go and let go of all these old emotions, old programs and so forth that, you know, keep us in the old pattern of thought, the old ways of responding, where we feel that our emotions have to drive us, where we still are very attached to the old energies, the old ways of life, the relationships, you name it, whatever it is. So that when you catch that wave, you're basically going to not have to have to deal with both. You only deal with the one. Now, the whole purpose of September 21st is to, when these things come up, is to deal with all the things that are going to be the obstacles, everything that's going to be accentuated. Like James was saying, you're going to get, you know, if you have sadness, depression, fear, or anything of that nature, it's going to be accentuated. So that's the part that, you know, the work is going to be done on, and is to clear that, to raise the vibration, and then be able to ride with the energies that are coming in that are supporting us. This is the beauty about this, is because it's there to uplift us, but at the same time, it's going to accentuate anything that's there only for the purpose for us to clear it, only for the purpose for us to let it go so that we can actually ride the uplifting wave, the higher energy, so we can start creating a new experience in our own personal lives and start to align with the new consciousness that has been installed in us that is also expanding, where we start to create a whole complete new world, where you know, the changes that we are choosing feel deep in our own essence, that we want to flourish and take place on the planet and take place in our own lives, to actually start having that come through. And the energies will carry us, and not only that, it would also support us because all the alignments will start to come into place. And the reason that it's going to, you know, the first wave of it is pretty intense, that it's going to go for the 3 months, but like James was saying, it's going to carry on to 15 years because there's a huge uplifting, a huge rebuilding, a huge restructuring that will take place. I mean, our intent is to totally transform our human experience, totally transform our planet with this energy. And it's there to support us. You know, I know sometimes people, you know, respond to fear, oh, my God, am I going to be ready for this? Well, you know, the thing is, if you want to not have the massive polarity or really get hit on one side or the other, then, you know, let's do the work together. But even if you don't get it, you know, and you get hit by it, you always have the opportunity to shift it. It just becomes so noticeable, so intense that if you want to hold on to it, it's not going to be something that's going to be very comfortable or possible to do so for any long period of time. Because during that 3-month period, it's just going to continue to erode to the sense that you have to let go of your old world. It's also going to push certain people that are really not feeling like they want to be on the planet. And when I say that, I'm not talking about on an emotional side, because the emotional side plays a role, but it's all deeper inside at the soul level where they feel that they're totally stuck. It's going to help you accelerate whatever process that you need to do to complete whatever you can complete and then make the exit. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, this is there to play. This is nothing to be afraid of. It is all there to benefit and assist us, and it's just really a helping hand, but it's like a kick in the ass too at the same time, depending on where you're coming from in your state of experience. So what we are doing on September 21st is to facilitate, to connect with these energies, to allow all that needs to be cleared, whatever needs to be let go, released, create a shifting within ourselves, and then we're going to address also any particular challenges that are taking place in your lives. And there's a lot of process that we're going to be doing between James and myself. We're each going to be doing various energetic activations and transformational processes to facilitate, to help. Now, this is not only for the people that are participating, because everything that we're going to do, we're also creating a template for the planet so that anyone that can link up to that, even if they're not ready right at that time, they have access to it. Like, we're creating an access channel, if you want to call it that, with the template of that transformation. And we will implant it throughout the whole planet. And that will be available for everybody. Now, the participants that there are personally in person and the people that will be connecting online and whenever they do connect will be facilitating, will be working together to make this possible. But then at the same time, we're also addressing the personal. Now, when we do address the personal, we're also affecting the family dynamics, because as you're going through this process, because you're linked to the family dynamics, you will also create a wave change within themselves. So even though they may go into the depth of something intense because of some of the baggage that they're still holding on to, the old energies that they're holding on to, you being part of it at this point in time, will have the opportunity to, just in your presence and the lineage that's, and the linkage that you have with them at that level, will just you being in that state will actually create an opening for them to choose. Now, it's still up to them what they want to do, but it creates the opportunity for them to be able to access it, where, you know, in most cases, it is a little more difficult when you have to access it from a global perspective rather than access it in a family connection. So even if the family is on the other side of the world, you're still connected. Now, of course, we're all connected, so everybody's affected in that way. However, the first lineage of family are the first one that catch, because there's a lot of DNA matching and so forth. And so the September 21st is to assist on that part. So it's a key one, and it will vary. It would be very powerful for everyone that will participate. And I know that James usually doesn't get too excited about certain changes of energy that are coming through. But this one, James was privied about this coming through to the point, you know, he has taken actions to work with people, and we've already done a retreat to create some openings and to create a shifting and also raising the vibration to 528. And again, you know, this is something that we are doing together to make sure that we facilitate as many people as possible, but also facilitate the planet too. The October 19th will be a further boost. It will be any required maintenance of the frequency that needs to be done, any adjustment will address other particular challenges that may present itself, and will create, again, transformational energy activations that James will be doing, and there's also going to be alignments and activations that I will be doing also. Again, it will just facilitate. So it's, you know, we're going to ride the wave, but, you know, if you get shaky on the wave, there basically it's going to stabilize you even further and to be able to ride it even more efficiently. So that's what the 19th. So this the two events came up while we were doing the actual retreat, the October the 19th. So that when we did the retreat in July, it came very clear that we had to do something on the 19th. And then later on, it presented that we needed to do something on the 21st, and this is why this is coming together. So this is kind of the platform that we're working with, and we've decided to hold it at the Oneness at Kingbridge for the facility, because we're creating the energy there, and to also create a place of, you know, we're going to centralize the energy there so that it can be for future events and future, whatever you want to call it, but gatherings, if you want to call it, gatherings where people can be energized, because there is an energetic vortex in that space that will also facilitate. But this energy is coming from all over. So anyways, that's my spin on that without getting into more details. So if there's anything else you wanted to add, James, that I've missed or been a little bit off on, please go ahead and adjust it and share.
No, it's perfect. But so far, if you going through, think back what happened in last month, things are moving so fast, you're actually vibrating at a much higher frequency than July.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the news, you see people are really, don't think too much, they just jump and do it. And that's the frequency that we are at this moment. So it'd be really good if people get together on September 21st and try to clear a lot of baggages.
Mm-hmm. And
so I do encourage people to come.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And we had talked about this before, that it's sort of like to assist to clean up the past. Because if you just look at it, where humanity is now, and where we are headed to going, which is we're headed to going to creating, you know, 1,000 years of peace, 1,000 years of oneness. These energies are to assist to dissolve the separation that we have been living. So it's, you know, it's a shake up. James calls it a boost. You know, Finger calls it a kick in the pants. But really, what it is for people to really see how what we are living is not sustainable, and to basically it's kind of a shake up to realize, okay, we are leaving this alone. You know, interesting enough, I just got, you know, I belong to a lot of change groups, and I just got an email about, actually on the 21st, people are uniting. I think right now the count is in 1,800 places all over the world, and they're coming together to say that, you know, because of all these weird weather patterns, which we know is all, you know, perfect to assist people to wake up in the change that we're going through. But people are coming together in 1,852 places all over the world to tell governments, both on the local level and on a national level, that climate change can no longer be denied, and that people are demanding green energy sources, are demanding renewable sources that are not destroying our planet. So this is massive. It's fascinating that's actually happening on September the 21st. So this is all part of people coming together. Also, one thing that we haven't addressed a little bit too much yet on this call is that there is also an intense desire for unity, for coming together, for people that feel this pull of like-mindedness to be together, to unite, and to do something. And a lot of us are feeling that we don't want to be part of the old system. But up until now, we've been kind of feeling a little bit like you're straddling both sides, because you don't want to be part of the old system in the sense that it doesn't serve, but yet people haven't really known where to step a foot into to move forward into the next thing. So this is all part of these energies that are coming up, because what they're doing is they're dissolving. They're assisting to dissolve those old structures that we know, that humanity knows, are not sustainable. So, you know, from a personal level, and, you know, I know for me the past 2 weeks have been, wow, a lot of emotion have been coming up that I thought I dealt with on a lot of different things. And you know, as James and Frankel said, I have been feeling, interesting, a different kind of vulnerability. And I realized, okay, great, that means that there's just a couple more things that I'm working through. And I've been working with those energies since the 21st, since, you know, James first said, okay, start working on it, which is about 3 months ago, to get ready. So it's just a cleaning up. It's a moving forward. It's kind of like a cleansing, a purging. You know, Franco and I have been talking about the purge and clearing for about 2 or 3 years now. And this is kind of the last big push to assist to purge and clear, because, of course, we want to move forward and build on new stuff. You know, being a nutritionist, we could talk about this is kind of like a massive detox on steroids, so that we can build on fertile, clean ground. And you know, when James talks about projects going forward, these are projects of what I would call more oneness. They're projects of things that support humanity, support nature, support us coexisting. And as you're going through this process, especially in these first 3 months, you may feel a lot of like a teeter-totting from one extreme emotion to the next, because we're kind of dancing back and forth. And, you know, hence I've created those two events. Well, actually, we weren't given a choice. We were told we were doing it. It was pretty strong, both coming through both Sifu James and Franco, and we all felt, okay, we got to do this. And that's why we're doing it. So please do be part. And whether you can participate on the day of, whether you're joining us in person, because it's always great to be in person if possible, whether you're joining us via the live stream, or whether you can't make that date but you'll be on the replay, we're all connecting. The call to connect, the call to unity is so strong right now. People are finding groups where they can be together. You know, groups like Masterpiece Life, groups like we have lots of friends like CJ Miller and her show, and all these people that are starting to come together more and more and more so, because we're moving into this creating the next 1,000 years of peace. And this wave of energy coming on the 21st will be a huge boost to do that. And as Franco said, it's not to fear this. It's kind of like, okay, let's get through this to move on. It's kind of like, let's take off the old bandage. Let's get rid of the stuff so we can create anew. Right? Now, interesting, there's a couple of questions already piling in. So, Franco, is there anything more you want to address on that? Because that's kind of, and I know that, as everybody knows, when we create an event, we always say what we want to handle. And when we create that event, we hold the space for what we're being guided to do. And on the day of, things may shift and change. So we always energetically deal with on that day what best serves those attending and humanity. Because as we've talked about in the past, the unity between all souls is stronger. So when we are doing this work, it's not just the individuals that are attending, it's all of the collective, it's all of humanity that we're working with together. You know, as Franco says, we're creating a template for any of those that at later time want to hook up. Hence these 2 days. Anything you want to add to that, James or Franco?
Oh, yes. I was just going to say...
No, I have nothing to add.
Okay. What I was going to say is that there's a couple of things I wanted to cover. And one of the things is if somebody's not ready, you have to understand that even if they're not going to be able to, shift their energy right away, this energy that's coming through, this will intensify so that if there's any lessons and completions that are required, say from past lives, from lineages, from even this lifetime, from everything that they've experienced, it will become so saturated and intensified so that whatever they need to do, you know, like we talk about when we do the clearings, to bring the emotions to the maximum, to really get in within that space, go right into the emotion. It's like anything else. So if we've had a fear, if we had a way or a pattern that we've taken on from life to life or even in this lifetime, because remember, a lot of the things that are coming in that we are experiencing now, it sometimes seems very foreign to us because in essence, they weren't created within this lifetime. It was brought forth real time from, say, past lives where we've, you know, each time we attempted to get it wrapped up or to learn from it and to move from it, and we haven't been able to because each time we stage it, we give ourselves the opportunity, depending on the energies and what choices are made and what are the waves that are at that time in those lifetimes, there's times we can't get through it. And then it's, you know, left behind to do later. So we leave that imprint into the soul. So in this lifetime, everything is being brought up at this time, and it's giving us the opportunity to do so. So if someone is really, you know, they have a big list of things that they still need to do, this wave will still be very serving in that intensity because it allows you to get into the depth of that intensity and to really get to the, and I don't want to call it a breaking point, but to the saturation point and where it says, okay, we're done now. I've got my fill with this. I've learned what I need to learn. Because the wave that's coming through is also showing you much more clearly what the lesson is and what is also old that needs to be cleared. So that means you can experience it, go right into the depth of it, but then at the same time, it's actually presenting it to you to look at and say, oh, okay, that's what it is. And I'm going to now address it because I can see it. But how many times have we gone through experiences and we have certain challenges and we keep repeating the challenges over and over again and we can never seem to figure out what's the lesson in this? What can I learn from this? Or what do I need to address? What is there that I can't? And that's because at times it just isn't that clear because we haven't gone through it. But this is giving us the opportunity to be able to see that clarity at the same time while having the experience. So it plays very dual purpose there. Then, of course, as you've dealt with it, of course, you start to float and you start to rise and you start catching the wave. So you start making much more progress in movement. Now, the other concern that comes up with people, and I've heard this a few times now, is saying, well, you know, who's administrating, you know, organizing and structuring all this stuff that's coming in to make us, you know, go through this? You know, how about if we want to just hang on to all of this? And who's making the decision? Well, in essence, we are. We've agreed to this, and we have agreed to it because it came to the point of saying, okay, we really want to make a shift. And this is done at a super conscious level. This is at your soul level and also through our soul family connections where we have, you know, decided, okay, this is the time. The alignments are coming into place. There is a much more of a urgency, but not urgency in a timeline, but also to catch certain waves of movement and growth and expansion. So in essence, yes, let's do this. And so it's not being imposed on us. It is being, it may seem that way, but it is actually orchestrated through us. Now, there's a couple of parts to this. I mean, we chose to be here. Okay. Yes, we've chosen to also have these intense experiences. But like I was saying earlier, right now, the next wave will also allow us to be able to make even more progress because the fact of its intensities are on both sides. The uplift of consciousness, uplift of energy of movement, and also the intensifying of all the old stuff that so that we can actually get it taken care of and released. And the releasing of it will become a little easier too because of the fact that it's going to be so hard to hold on to it, and it's going to be, in a sense, like a hot potato that you have in your hand, and it's so hot that you can't hold it there much longer. So it's basically going through the microwave right now, getting heated, if you want to call it that, to make it so that we can not only see it, that we have it in our hands, but also feel it, and, okay, we've got to let it go. And that's all the stuff that, you know, James had mentioned and what we've talked about before, about old programs, belief systems, emotions, you know, the old energies that we've taken on, the old ways of life, even holding on to systems, structures, people, and so forth. You know, it's not about losing people, losing connections. It's about letting go of the attachment to them, the definition that we've provided, the security and all the ideas that, you know, what it represents to us. It's letting it go so that it does not drive you any longer. That if it's not there, that it doesn't, you know, complete your life or tear it apart or make it seem like it's not worth living. And because you notice that when you are unattached and when you are fluid, when you are flowing and playing and experiencing life, everything feels much lighter. And it also, at that point in time, it doesn't matter what comes in, because anytime there's a wave, anytime there's a change in a life, the freer you feel, the less attachments you have, the less challenges and the less impact it has on you on a negative or intense way on you, because in essence it's like, oh, thank you for relieving that and let's move on, rather than, oh my God, my world is falling apart. Oh my God, this is, you know, what am I going to do now? Or this is my only reason for existence and so forth. So none of that will apply. Then you're in the moment state where you're creating each moment and you're flowing with whatever changes. Because specifically with all that's coming about in the next years to come, it's all about change. It's all about restructuring everything, redesigning it completely. So it's a matter of not only letting go of the old, never getting attached along the way, because everything's going to accentuate and accelerate so fast that things are going to come in and out, in and out, in and out. So you need to be just let it come in and out, and you flow with it moment by moment, rather than, you know, let go of one thing and then attach yourself to something else, and then you have to let go of that because it's going to change very quickly. It's not like before, you know, before change was very slow, and I know everybody's seen that, especially if you've been around for a long time. You've noticed that change was very slow, but change is no longer that way. And if you think it's fast now, just wait as we're moving forward. It's going to become faster and faster and faster to bring it to where we have all called it in force to be. We've decided it at such a high level that this is what we want to create, and this is where we're bringing ourselves to. So in essence, let's do it. Let's go for it. Let's bring this transformation to its pinnacle state, and let's do it. That's what's happening at this point. So I wanted to clarify on that, because we've all co-created it. We're all excited about it at a higher conscious level. We may not be sometimes excited about it at an ego level, specifically where we've become accustomed to things. And many people are accustomed to their way of life, even though it seems drudgery, even though it seems heavy and it doesn't even feel natural any longer. But there's a sense of security, even though it's not a real security, and there is no such thing as security anyways. But even it's a sense of security of knowing, well, this is what I can count on, because every morning I got to get up and do this, or, you know, that this person is here, or that I have this stuff here, or that I have this backup of some sort, you know. So, you know, but at the same time, it's not about that, because the thing is, you're not going to be holding on to it. This is not about losing. It's about detaching. It's about letting go and letting flow. And this is what this is all about. So it's just another powerful wave. And I know James is burning to say something else.
All I want to say is to help people to get through this, the first thing that we plan to do is on the 16th this month, mm-hmm. is a healing session. Now, as we know, your heart is mainly made up of neurons. Unfortunately, neurons remember things. So your past lives and past years, those negative emotions are stored there. So on that night, on the 16th, we do a healing to clean up the heart. At least get things starting to move. For those people in around Toronto, on the 20th, the first morning we will have free introduction, what energy is all about. And then in the afternoon, then we do a group healing, just like what we did in the retreat. You're actually helping people to start moving things. And then on the 21st, when the energy actually coming, so we will be more than welcome for the energy to arrive. Okay? Now, I'm sure Antonia will send out the info.
Yeah, we will. We did actually, Sifu James and I just finished setting that date actually very late last night, which is on September the 16th, which is Tuesday night. We'll hold an energy transmission, basically a heart healing session. And that will be like it is here tonight, so it'll be a webcast. And that is to help to start assist people to clear out the emotions in the heart. And then, like Sifu said, on the Saturday on the 20th, those of you that are in the Toronto area, there is a free introduction workshop to the way Sifu James teaches Qigong, which is very different. And he's updated a whole bunch of stuff because of all the changes coming through. And that's in the morning. And in the afternoon session, we'll do a group healing. But this time, we won't cut it short for 30 minutes. We've actually built in time so that we can do a proper whole group healing. So those people that want to do that, all that will be sent out in the emails. It's also posted on my site and James' site. And then, of course, the 21st, we're all getting together at the Oneness Center in Kingbridge to hold a full-day event. So we're doing this so that there's lots of opportunities for people to get assistance to move through what it is that they would like to move through. You know, as I did last time, we did a group healing session. For those of you who cannot attend the session on the 20th, those of you that are on the 16th, you can be there. You can also energetically have yourself attend energetically. And those of you for the 20th, because that will be a longer session, if you cannot attend, then, you know, just we will be doing that in the afternoon. Just tune yourself into that and put yourself into that event, okay? And then also on the 21st for the full day. So as you can see, we're providing lots of opportunities to connect, to come together, and, you know, for assistance. So please do partake of this. I think I'm gonna ask a question that people are asking a lot right now. And I was having a couple of conversations. People keep saying, well, it's really nice. Everybody says to let go, and to let go, and that we all philosophize and say let go. But the question is, okay, how do we let go? You know, in my day-to-day life, I get up in the morning. What do I do? Then the phone rings and I'm stressed. What do I do? Then my child screams at me. What do I do? Then a bill comes in and it's from the government and I'm stressed out. What do I do? So the question is, we talk a lot about letting go, but how do you let go? So I'm voicing the question for them. Here we go.
Okay,
James. I can see you both, James.
Oh, you want me to answer? Okay.
Why don't we both answer it? Here we go.
Well, we'll take turns. Go ahead.
Go ahead, James.
Look, if your energy level is 528 level, you'll be so calm. When those things happen, you just say, okay, thank you for coming. So you will let go. It won't bother you anymore. It won't accentuate it to a degree that you react like you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the, I'll just expand that, the question. And what's the easiest process to bring yourself to 528?
No, just call 528. with the energy paper, it will help you to get to 5 to 8 very easily.
Excellent. So when you're looking at whatever situation is coming up, so basically what's happening, if you bring yourself to 5 to 8, whatever was so traumatic, so big, so challenging for you becomes actually becomes very small in its impact. So you can actually, you know, because the thing is, when you get emotionally charged, when you're, the fear sets in, or the anger sets in, or the resentment sets in, you know, a child is arguing with you or creating a problem, and of course the anger flares. If a bill comes in, there's a fear, there's an unfairness, there's, you know, all this stuff that comes up. By bringing yourself, like you were saying, to 5 to 8, then the viewpoint that you're looking at it is going to be very different. And at that state, you can let things go very easily. You just can just say, okay, I release this. You'll notice that sometimes, even on a day-to-day, without doing any of those processes, there are times that you are feeling much more empowered, if you want to call it that, for lack of a better word. In those empowered states, something occurs that normally in your less empowered state would be so impactful for you and also challenging and also block you up to a point where you don't see any other option, but you also don't see an out. But when you're in that other state where you're feeling better, stronger, more empowered, the same circumstance, the same situation will come in, and it won't impact you as hard. Second of all, you can actually see the options, not only to take another path, but how to transmute it, transform it, and to shift it altogether. And should you choose not to participate with it, it's so much easier to say no. For example, something comes along and which would normally create some form of fear or some discomfort of some sort, you can now look at it and say, do I choose to participate with this or not? And if you look at it and say, well, you know, I don't choose to participate with this any longer, you're not going to have any judgment about it. It's just, okay, I'm done with this part, and you can let it go. So what is beneficial by bringing yourself to 5 to 8, you are in that empowered state. And in that state, you're basically not only in ultimate love, but you're in creator essence love, but you're also in creator essence. So in essence, you can actually have access to the operating system of whatever you need to adjust. So that is a very powerful tool in that regards to bring up. And these are tools that James has, you know, been guided to provide to facilitate. And the other times, if you're caught and you can't get yourself to 5 to 8, which, I mean, if you do call 5 to 8, and James has stated that many times, that whatever is coming up, if you feel that you still need to hold on to it and really experience it, then just go to the experiencer part, but observe that part of it. And then you can go through the process of letting it go. But by bringing yourself to 5 to 8, of course, it becomes easier to do so. And then what happens is, as you clear more and more, and you're not going back into those old patterns, you'll notice staying at 5 to 8 becomes very easy, and you're not going to have a setback that often, and the setbacks will not be as deep, so you're not going to go as low. And I mean, and you're still going to do what you need to do because you're going to learn it. Because even at 5 to 8, you're not skimming through, and I'm sure that James will clarify that you're not. You know, the lesson that's there is not going to be omitted because we're at 5 to 8. It's just basically, it will be seen, but it won't take you for the ride. So you're not going to go to the same depth and be able to feel more in despair trying to deal with it, because you'll be able to see it a lot clearer, and you'll be having the energy and frequency to hold you for, so you take the lesson and then able to clear it much more efficiently, and put that way. So just adding that component there. So, James, you might want to clarify anything else on that.
No, it's perfectly put. Yeah.
Okay, so hopefully we've answered that question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, that's great. So in that, I can also be people that are using meditation. So for those of you that are new to our conversation with 5 to 8 that have maybe just been tuning in and haven't been following the programs,
So, you know, 5 to 8, we're referring to the frequency of 5 to 8. And a lot happens at that frequency. And right now, you know, James has been directed to really work with that frequency to assist as many ways as possible. And for that, we have the energy paper, which is available on the Masterpiece Life site and also on Sifu James' site, which is James Fu, spelled FOO.ca. Either of our sites, on the right-hand column, there's a box for the energy paper. Instructions are there. We now have instructions that are there in English, French, Brazilian Portuguese, Czechoslovakian, and Persian. So that you can download the paper, follow the instructions. We also have energy stickers available, and right now we found that they're only most stable when Sifu James prints them for some reason. So what we made available is if you can send a self-addressed envelope to myself, a self-addressed postage paid envelope, and I will send stickers back to you. Please do, when you do send the sticker, remember that I'll also be sending in that envelope an 8.5 by 11 folded piece of paper with instructions on how to use stickers. So please don't send a tiny, tiny little postcard envelope, because then I have to scrunch everything in to fit in. You know, send a standard size envelope that can accommodate that. So those are tools that I made available for you. Now, people sometimes think, well, I can't get the stickers. And this is where James is, just calling 528. So everybody, let's do that right now. So just sit comfortably and just take a deep breath in and relax. And just try a little test. Take your hands and put them in front of you as if they were like in a praying position. And now just gently relax your palms and bring it to be about an inch apart, maybe 2 inches apart. And just kind of feel the energy there. Now, just out loud or to yourself, it doesn't matter, repeat the numbers 5, 2, 8. 5, 2, 8. 5, 2, 8. 5, 2, 8. And if you keep doing it and just allow yourself to relax, you'll notice that your hands are being gently pulled apart. 5, 2, 8. And it's an energy of expansion. As is following your hands, it's an energy of expansion, if you feel that. So the energy paper is there to assist you with that. The stickers are there as well. But you can also just do it yourself, so you don't need to rely on the paper or the sticker. They're there because sometimes it's great to just, when we're so busy, then it's there. But what we're showing you is that, like anything else, you always have the power to do this yourself. Okay, so that's one way of doing that. And you should start to feel as you're doing and calling on 528 that you're feeling relaxed. Now, interesting thing for those, anybody listening that speaks another language, we've also found, in my personal experience, that if you say 528 in your mother tongue, whatever that was for you, you seem to come to that place of peace a little faster. So, you know, 528 is not linked to being said in English. I'm just joking with that. But I'm just saying, if you have a mother tongue or your first language was not English, then just call that in your own language and just see how that feels for you. You should start to feel kind of like a calming down, a soothing. And that's what Franco is saying, that then when you come to that place of 528, doesn't mean that life is not going to continue the way it's continuing, but you're calmer, you're more at a state of peace, and then make your choices and decisions from there. Okay, so that's just to kind of add a little bit more clarity to that. Okay, anything you want to add to that, Franco or James?
No, not from me. is perfect.
Okay. And for those of you that are saying that you send envelopes, just realize that I'm the only one doing that. So it's taking the demand for envelopes and stickers is accentuating right now. So they are out, actually going out tomorrow morning. They're prepared. But just be patient with time because it gets out there. Okay, so
there'll be also stickers, I guess, on Saturday and also Sunday, right?
Yes, both on the 20th, the Saturday, and on the 21st, Saturday. On the Sunday, there will also be stickers made available then for those that are attending. Mm-hmm.
James or whoever's organizing this, do you know the group energy process that you'll be doing a Saturday afternoon, approximately what time it will start and where it's being held?
We have booked a hotel called Monte Carlo in Woodbine and 7. North of 7, Highway 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the morning we talk about Qigong, then in the afternoon around 2 o'clock. 2 to 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I will send all the details out to people then, but right now how it is, it's called the Monte Carlo Hotel. And for those of you in Toronto, it's Woodbine, just north of Highway 7. It's on the northwest side of Woodbine and Highway 7. There's lots of free parking. And right now, I think, James, you're still set to start at 9:30 for starting time?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's free. Anybody can attend. It's 9:30. It's a very practical, hands-on event, so you'll be learning to connecting with Qi and be able to feel energy quickly. So at 9:30, then there's a lunch break at 12, so we'll break for lunch, and then as Sifu James said, at 2 o'clock, we'll start the healing circle. And, you know, as we've been doing them at different events, they're becoming more and more powerful. They're becoming very, very powerful. We've had great feedback. We've had a lot of healings happen. People with earsight improved. People with eyesight improved. Somebody had their daughter who was addicted to drugs all of a sudden felt that, she didn't want any of that. So it's part of that energy. It's all part of this energy coming through to assist people to move forward through things. So it definitely is a wonderful opportunity. And we will also be doing that partly on the 21st, I believe, probably in a slightly different way, but it will be done there as well. So I will send all that out by email so that everybody has all those details. Unfortunately, the event on Saturday the 20th, it is not being live-streamed. We just don't have the facility and all that we need to do that. But the 21st, the Riding the Wave event, there is always the option to live-stream it. I have in the past tried to record Sifu James's events, but it's a little bit difficult because they're very personal, they're very interactive, and there's a lot of movement, so it's a little bit hard to record that and then send it out. And James hates being recorded. that's a little punchline for me, for those of you that know him. So unfortunately,
we're
going
to have to work on James and his hatred about
that. I know. He's going to have to release that stuff, isn't he?
Yes,
what are you hanging on to? but you know, as people know who've helped recording, it's been difficult getting a recording of that. So the 20th definitely is in-person live event for those here in Toronto. But the 21st is being recorded, is being live-streamed, and is live. Okay? Cool. All right, so should we turn to a couple of the questions, unless either one of you want to add a little bit more to this?
No, we've covered that. We can cover the details of the event. I mean, we've already covered it. I mean, it's in person. Of course, everything is outlined. It's $99 plus the HST for the full day. That includes lunch and some refreshments and a snack for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to. You can come there and enjoy a beautiful buffet lunch at the same time. But it's going to be very energetic, very powerful energetic work that we're going to be doing. the if anybody's going to do it on live stream, we've actually lowered the price to $15 plus HST, which is $1.95, so it's $16.95 for someone to get on for the one day. There's also a discount if you buy, if you book for 2 days, that means the 21st of September and also the 19th, then it's $178 plus the $23.78, so you save a few dollars too for live. Again, both for the full day plus meals, plus lunch anyways and snacks. And if you're booking for the live stream, again, it's $30 plus the HST for the two there. Now, if people want to go a day before, like the Saturday night, there we do have the option for you to take a hotel room there. There's also dinner being served if you choose to do so. There's a Saturday night dinner and also the optional Sunday night dinner at the end when we're finished if somebody wants to stay. So there, it's, you know, you can order everything a la carte in the sense when you're registering for the event. Some people, because it's almost like a resort, or it is like a resort there too, some people like to go there earlier, because I know a few people already have booked to come Saturday early afternoon, spend the day, go swimming, do, you know, spend some time with just relaxing and so forth, and then have a nice meal and rest overnight, and then be refreshed for the morning to really rock and play. And others are also, you know, because it's going into 5 or so o'clock in the afternoon, and they just don't want to head out right away on the Sunday. Less people are doing that, but then they're choosing to have the dinner on Sunday night and possibly either leave then or stay overnight and leave in the morning. So there's all of that is available because the place, the way it's set up, it's not like a hotel in a sense where, you know, you're amongst a lot of different people. Pretty well, there's going to be some other people there, but the energy is going to be really around the work that we're going to do, and we're hoping to get a decent gathering coming together so that, in essence, the energy will be even much more powerful for us for that event. So I look forward to people joining us and be part of it live and also live stream.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And actually, on the webcast page on the left-hand side, there's RyanBoyve event info button. If you click there, it'll link you directly to the page where there's all the details and where you can register. And also, if you go to masterpiecelife.com, jamessu.ca, or francodinicola.com, all those pages have a box on the right-hand corner that you can click to. That's just riding the wave. You can click on that box easily, and it will take you there. And also, if you do Facebook, you've probably seen Franco and I plaster it all over the place. So there's lots of places where you can get access to getting information on that. Okay.
Yes, the other thing I want to mention, if somebody really wants to go and is challenged financially, or, you know, you have also the option, we are providing some financial assistance for people that really need that. And you just contact, when you go on the website, there is for the Oneness Center event, which is Oneness Center, spelled correctly, actually, CENTRE.ca. Yes. Instead of the ER at the end, it's RE. So it's Oneness Center. But if you go there, there's welcome at onenesscenter.ca. Melinda will communicate with you and make arrangements if any assistance. We're trying to take all the obstacles away from someone really joining us at this point. So we're doing our best to facilitate as much as possible. And then, of course, there's going to be some people that may feel to contribute a little more to facilitate the others that are, aren't able to cover the cost. Now, we're keeping everything very low cost to provide not only accessibility, you know, because we're not making this something that is a money generating event. This event is coming together, and you guys can confirm this because we've already talked about this. But we're doing this to assist people and to assist the planet and everything that's coming along. So it's not about, you know, taking advantage of another event to for our own benefit. it is for the benefit of the whole. It's for everyone. This is something that we are doing with great love to assist everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and as always, you can also direct any questions to, you know, Franco and Kimberly by emailing info@francodinicola.com, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or myself, and we will take care of as many questions for you as possible. So speaking of questions, why don't we spend a little bit of time just answering a couple of questions in the Q&A. So question from Albert. So with the event being free on the 20th, you need to register. No, you don't, but it would be nice to know how many people we have attending. So you can simply just send either an email to myself, you know, via the info email. And I'm thinking, you know, Sarah, so basically Sifu James is organizing it, Sarah Kwan, who also does the groups here in Toronto for Sifu James, and myself. So as long as you can let one of us know, just so that we have a head count for numbers for the room, that'd be great. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right, let me just go through. So question was, when we say going it alone, you don't necessarily mean without our life partner. Letting go doesn't mean not having a soulmate. Correct. It does not. Going it alone means if you're with your partner or anybody else, whether you're soulmate, whether it's mother, father, brother, children, this is all an inward journey that each one of us is going through. It doesn't mean you won't have family members or loved ones around you, but it just means that each one of us are on our own individual journey. And it really is a time to go inside and clean. Anything you want to add to that, Franco or James?
Well, the...
Because...
Go ahead,
Franco.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead first.
From a scientific standpoint, because your soulmates, your families, their frequencies is very similar to yours, when we actually going through clearing it, because of that frequency, they will be also clean up too. Okay?
Yes, exactly. And the only thing, there is not going to be any interference per se. Say you're soulmate or partner or family member that you have a very similar frequency in, and also signature, basically. When you do the clearing, you may clear the intensity and you may clear the links to it, but there may be the possibility that some of it will not be cleared because it will require for them to maintain it to finish what they need to finish. But the moment they're done, it automatically clears. So in essence, it's never wasted because you are creating a shift in the pattern and also activating that process of clearing. The one thing that has been put into place, we are not to interfere with one another's path. We're here to assist one another, but everybody's doing their journey on an individual basis, but it's also on a collective scale. So when we are doing this process, like James was saying, you are clearing for anyone that's connected to you at the first level, and then each signature that's off, you're clearing it also, but it's actually less of it. But at the same time, even if it's very close, you will only remove as much, or they will let go of as much when you're doing the process, as much as they're ready to let go, because of the fact that some of it may still be required for a short period of time for them to complete what they need to complete. Because remember, this is not only individual, because there's also agreements that are made between soulmates and between other people. So, for example, you have a partner that is in your life, and you are you're going through the process, and now that particular partner has an agreement at a soul level to continue playing a specific role, not only for their own process, but to assist other people, maybe at work, maybe in their family dynamics, or maybe in some other. So there's different options. Then they may need to keep part of that operating system and part of that energy to continue to play that role until the other partners or the other arrangements or agreements, let's call it that, agreements were made at a soul level, are completed, or at least to the point there's a handoff. Because in essence, if a particular individual, say that partner again, is given the opportunity and it may have an agreement, it may choose to play it out a little longer. But at some point, if the people they've made the agreement with, the souls that they made the agreement, is still requiring a little bit more time to finish it, then the partner, the original partner, may choose at this point to hand it off and saying, okay, I'm not going to wait it out because I really have a different direction I would like to go. So then they will utilize whatever clearing process fully, and then somebody else, some other soul, will step into the role-playing that that other party was playing to finish it for the other people or whoever they had the arrangement. So if there's a if one particular soul says, okay, I'm not going to complete this further, then I will, open it up for others to step in. And that's the option that you have. And it's much more freely now than it used to be, because before, you know, when an agreement was made, it would stay for the duration. But now, because of all these changes, it's not, you know, you're not bound by anything any longer. You basically always have the choice to hand it off. And whoever is needing a certain experience will have somebody else step into it. And the same thing works with yourself. Like, for example, if your partner is still requiring it for their own direct purpose, but you have gone through the process of clearing your part, you've created the activation for them to be able to clear it, but they may hold on to it, and you're going to still move forward with whatever you need to do. And this is where the detachment comes in, because you're not going to have to feel that, oh, my God, look at, they're still in that old pattern. What should I do? In essence, you need to be that essence that you are in this new operating system that you've stepped into because you've cleared your part, because then it also stimulates for them, and also it stimulates them to move forward. Now, everything else is being accentuated around them anyway, so there's a lot of different inputs to help them finish the work.
Mm-hmm. And actually, the other question coming in is, what about the younger generation? Will they be experiencing this wave coming in on the 21st differently? How about children or those that are younger?
You want to tackle that first, James?
Oh, those kids are already in very high vibrations. If you're looking at all the kids nowadays, they're really very dynamic,
mm-hmm.
and they're highly intelligent too. I wish when I was a kid, I was that intelligent, right? Because I have grandkids about 3 years old and a year and a half. They already start challenging me.
Yeah.
Right. So I won't worry about them at all.
Says the man with 3 degrees.
Yeah.
One in physics, one in computer science, and one in quantum physics. Very good, James.
They challenge me.
And they're challenging you.
Yeah.
Now,
especially
regarding,
the 3 years old.
Yeah.
Yes.
Regarding the kids, what James said is absolutely true. Now, sometimes we look at our kids and say, well, they're in their teens and they're in their, you know, early 20s or something of that nature. Depending on their path and how much they've ingrained themselves, they are already much more prepared. However, if they have programs still playing out with them, they definitely will feel whatever's coming in to bring them back to what they already know inside. Because a lot of them already know, but they've gone through so much conditioning and exposure. And sometimes, a lot of times actually, is an agreement that they make to be able to take that setback, even though they came programmed already to just flow with this. And do so. But now the only thing is, depending on how much they're there, they have a tendency to flow it through it quicker and easier because they don't have the same length of program that they have, especially if they've come in, you know, after 1987 and on, because then already a lot of them were you know, of course, there was no karmic grid, there was no polarity necessity, there weren't already in any of the old encodements in place. So there was a lot of different preparation that was done for them to come onto the planet and to be able to flow. So, yeah, I wouldn't be so concerned, because a lot of times the kids do play a very dense role. They can bounce out of it or shift out of it, that's probably the better word, a lot easier in many cases. So will they actually set back? No. It's that would be a rare case, and that would be more of an individualized choice that they would make.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, another question from Jean-Louis is, my question is, how can we optimize 5 to 8 frequencies with water to help healing our bodies? So that's really easy. Once again, if you go to either, you know, my site, masterpiecelife.com, or jamesfu.ca, and click on the energy paper box, and you can just easily print out the single code. There's a double code up there, and there's a single code paper. If you just print it out and follow the instructions, you know, what I do simply is I just, I have a clear plastic one. You know, glass is better, but I have an old Brita jug. So that was the easiest thing for me to do. And I've put an energy paper code on there, and I use it to clear my water. Now, it's, James, correct me if it's changed, but initially what we said was that you can, you know, within 15 minutes of having the energy paper on there, it will clean the water if you
yep.
are just looking to have the water cleaned. If you're looking to use the water as a source of energy medicine, then we were saying to keep it on there for 1 hour.
Also, if you use the spring water, it's better.
Yeah.
Because they will really clean up quite a bit. Now, basically, if you guys have attended the Dr. Emoto seminar with us, you understand that the water actually can read messages.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have cleaner water, the crystal is already there. Then you can, with the energy paper, because when you put the energy paper around the water, you already put your intention there. And actually, the intention will go into the water. Okay? Now, so that's why when you drink that water, it's sweet and it's fresh. You can compare that with another bottle. It's completely different taste after you take the paper for about 15 minutes. Just try it and see what happens.
Try. You know, and then, you know, what I do just for ease of use is, you know, I keep one of the jugs and I have the energy paper on it. I have not changed my paper, but you test for you and see how the water differs. I just hold my hand up to it, and my intention is to just recharge it, and I just keep putting water in that jug because I'll use it to do my cooking and everything else. And since we started using the energy paper, now we're going back to March. Now I drink a lot. I love hot beverages. I love, anybody knows that I love teas. So I tend to go through a lot of teas, which means since I work from home and everything else, our tea kettle is constantly boiling. We go through a lot of tea kettles. So now before we started using the energy paper, I would have to clean out the kettle with vinegar at least once a month, because it'd be buildup of the minerals and, you know, all that flaky, white, powdery stuff that accumulates in your kettle. So since I've been first using the energy paper on the water and then boiling water for tea, I have not, since March, had to rinse out, you know, boil up my kettle with vinegar. The interior of the kettle has remained clean. Right? So that's one thing with that. And also, a lot of people know about my ongoing rice experiment. It's coming up to 6 months. I actually just took a peek at it last night because I haven't looked at it since the 5 month mark. But, you know, my rice experiment with the one jug with the one jar with the rice with just a plain paper on it, and then the one jar with the energy paper, which isn't even the most strongest one, because that was the very first sheet we have, which, you know, with, I think we're on version 7 or 8 by now, changes. You know, the rice is still white as it was the night I cooked it. So
Yeah, great. So, you know, as soon as month six happens, you know, on the 18th, when we're at the six-month mark, I'll take new pictures, put them up. But it's great. It's wonderful. So do use the water that way and test and see. Whether I often get asked, do I have to change the paper every time? And I say, well, just test the water for yourself. Just stand in front of the water and just start to feel. People say, well, I can't feel. I'm like, yes, you can. If you just put the water in front of you and put your hands gently around it, just gently relax and just feel what you're coming, what's coming from the water, and give yourself the gentleness of just feeling it, right? And when in doubt, change the paper. But really, I just put my hands around it and let it re-energize, and it's been working for me great since before March. Okay. Anything you want to comment on that, James?
No, that's good.
Great. Okay, I think we have one more question, which is, let me just scroll to it. So Belinda was asking that she's been signed up for both the 21st and October to live stream. Yay! Good for you. And is it 10 a.m. Eastern? She's very grateful to be attending, and is she going to be getting details? Yes, you'll be getting details closer to the event time once everything is set up. We're doing live streaming differently. The Dr. Emoto live stream was handled by a whole other group, and the live streaming that we're doing at the Oneness Center is actually Joe Martina from CE. We're pulling together our equipment. He's been doing a lot of research, and we're hoping to be doing a lot of live streaming, so it will be handled differently. I've been gently ordered by Franco to relax, so I won't be running all the stuff that I usually do. But, you know, we're all coming together to co-create this together. So you will be getting updates, you know, prior to the event, so that you know exactly what to do when the time comes.
Yes, there will be links and details sent out regarding that. We don't have the links yet, or else it would have been sent out yet. But anyone that's registered with their email and everything else will get everything prior. And it'll work. Our intent is to make it work as smoothly as possible.
That's always our intent. And from having lots of years of experience, if you have registered and if you do not receive emails, because that seems to happen a lot too, then just know on the day of, you know, to send us a quick email to either to info@masterpiecelife.com or to info@francodidicola.com and say, I've registered, I can't get on, and we'll send it to you. Because sometimes, even though we send out emails again and again and again, they get caught in spam filters or other things people don't get through. So just know that if you do register, the day comes and you don't have information, then please reach out and email us so that we can send you the information as soon as possible. Okay.
Our intent is to send it out a day or two beforehand so that it's not all being going out that morning, so that people will have it already. And it'll be great for people to check their spam or anything else just in case it does get caught up in there.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. We always send out plenty of reminders and emails with that. So if you don't get stuff, then just know that it's gotten caught somewhere with the internet gremlins. And, you know, send us a quick email and we'll respond back right away. Okay, last question from Ava. Have these types of energies, so we're talking about the September 21st set that are coming through, have these types of energies, let me read this. Have there been these types of energy waves in the past? What is new about this energy wave? Is there a particular type of meditation that is most appropriate to assist during this energy wave? Okay. Well, I think we've kind of been answering it in the call, but why don't we look at, you know, have these energy waves been on the planet before?
Go for it, James. I'll let you go first.
I really don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
Okay. Each energy has a very specific signature. Each one is transmitted with certain alignments, and each planet is interconnected because we are moving through the galaxy, there are new alignments coming in. There's also upgrades on a source level that is taking place so that there is no similar activation and encodements that take place because each series is upgrading the next. So we can't really look at it and say, well, this happened 17,000 years ago or 400,000 years ago. We may go through a cycle where there is a transformation that takes care of these cycles, but it's never the same. It is designed that way because we're always constantly upgrading. So what we are receiving now is very, very specific and new because humanity and all our galactic beings and our universal planets have never been where they are now to be able to have this specific from then. So it is very different in regards to what it's here to do in the background specifics. However, it's always a series of upgrades. So there's a similarity when we look at that. So we're going through an upgrade. And this, if you're looking at just the last cycle, this is after, you know, three series of 5,125 years, and we're going into this other series, which is not 5,125 years, it's only 1,000 years. Therefore, this 1,000 years, there's a lot that designed that to be achieved and accomplished in an evolutionary cycle, but it's not really so much called an evolution, but it's an enlightenment cycle, that each of the codes have been very specific and much more powerful than the next. And because things are moving so much more quickly, they're upgrading on a regular basis, and it's very frequent. So before each time a pulse came through, there was a lot, quite a few years apart before anything would happen because the movement was very slow, very gentle, even though, you know, some of the waves were impactful and it created wars, it created, you know, quite a stir. But this one here, and the other thing too, I have to say, James, you may be able to confirm it, the new the energies that are coming in now, even with the stimulation that it's going through to intensify whatever the experience we may be going through. So if you're going through an emotional component in intensity, you may have, you know, if you're in a, what do you call it, depressed state or in an angry state or a sad state, it will increase it. It is also catered so that it does not create a stuck state. It either pushes you off it one way or another. It intensifies the completion and then really to move to the next level or to exit from that point. Where before it would, you know, accentuate something on a global scale and it would be there for a long period of time. And it would be a huge requirement of transformation before it would get out of that. This is not like this anymore. We've entered a completely new phase. So to just let you know, it is very different. It might match on a cycle, but what is actually coming through is very different and is very powerful. So, you know, James, you might be able to enlighten on that, but that's what it is. It's more... no matter what, it's always pushing forward to move forward. None of these are going to accentuate. Like, for example, it's not going to stimulate another war and be something that's going to, you know, really reduce the vibration of the planet. It is going to stimulate whatever's necessary very abruptly and very quickly and then always raise the vibration higher and higher each and every time.
Correct. This is really about changes.
Yes.
The changes to the good, not to the bad.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, it's all about changing us over into more and more the direction of peace.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the last part of Ava's question was, is there a particular type of meditation that is most appropriate to assist during this energy wave?
So that's part of the tools that we're providing with All These Days. And, you know, we will ongoingly be providing opportunities for, you know, for tools to assist you with. But really, I mean, I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, both James and Franco, it's whatever meditation you feel best serves you. So if what James and Franco and I are doing doesn't connect with you, then that's fine. There's tons of opportunities to assist yourself. The question is, when you're doing your meditations, are you aware of, can you see what's happening versus being caught in the drama, and then can you move through it? That's really all it really is. Anything you want to add to that, Franco and James?
Yeah, absolutely correct. If you can do the own meditation and you are strong enough to move things around, then good. Do it your own way. We're here to assist. So if you're stuck in some way, we help you to get the little push to get things through.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, Antonia, any meditation that will help you quiet the mind, access your higher self, be able to help you release, clear, see what's there, address it in one way or another, any of that you feel guided to do or that you feel that is going to benefit you in one way or another, yes, use whatever modality there's there. We have a lot of different resources that are on the various sites at the time, on your site at masterpiecelife.com and also at francodinicolo.com. We have that. We did a specific meditation activation two nights ago on the C.J. Miller show, which I will make available to you, Antonia, so that you can make it available to others.
Absolutely.
That was separately recorded. It is a clean version that I've done through my own recorder. I know that Claudia has been posting it on her sites and so forth, but that will be available. That was specifically designed to prepare for this. That was very specific, and it came in very strongly to do it in a certain fashion. So that one will be one that you could also use. I'm not saying you have to. It's if you feel guided to it, it's there. It's a 45-minute, and if you do it a few times over the next little while, it will help you because it's there, again, to shift you and to really prepare you and to raise your vibration, too, to get you to be able to be prepared for the next wave and to ride it at this time. So that whole show was about. So if anybody wants to check it out, there is, you know, there was some question and answers dealt with. But at the end, there was. But the one that's posted at this point in time online is the version that was done over the phone. But there is a clean version that she's posted also, and I will send it to you, Antonia. So you can send it to your mailing list, and I will send it to my mailing list tomorrow. And so. There are more tools. So as for meditation, that's one. And then any other ones that we have and any other ones you feel guided, as long as it addresses you to get into a quiet state, to access yourself, or any of them that will help you clear and you feel guided to it, go for it.
Yep, absolutely. And as Franco says, you know, all our sites have a lot of those tools. And then also, once again, on Tuesday the 16th, which I'll be sending information out about, Sifu James and I will be hosting a heart healing transmission once again to further assist that as well. So there's tons of tools, and if using something else assists you, then by all means do so. I think as we've all said, the point is to be able to quiet the mind, to access your higher self, and to be able to clear and release. Those are the three key things that you want to always be able to avail yourself in a meditation. Yes, and that it's not limiting you. Other than that, go for it. Ride the wave. Cool. Okay. I think we're good for questions.
There was just one final one that came in. We'll just quickly answer it, which was about using the energy paper with the clear water, which was, is this different from a water purifying system? So the question is, you know, using the energy paper to clean out the water, is it different than from a water purifying system? Well, I'll answer that one quickly, then I'll let James answer it as well. So I have a friend that has a really, you know, the Rolls Royce of water purification systems and beautiful water. And, you know, when she was over, I said, okay, can you test my water? And my water was equally as strong as hers. So so that I was very happy to get that result. But why don't we let James answer that as well?
Oh, I don't know how to answer that one. Because when all I know is the energy is it's just going to clean up whatever. That's all I know.
And I think also possibly, in fact, you can comment on that. You know, energy is energy. So the intent that I, maybe this is part of it, the intent that I hold when I'm using, you know, any of tools, whether it be a Sifu James Foo's energy paper stickers, whether it be a meditation created by Franco or myself, any tools that I have that I avail myself of, as also with using the energy paper or stickers to clean the water, when I'm using those tools, how I'm approaching them is that I'm using that to assist not only myself and my family, but the whole collective. That as I clear and clean, it's also being echoing out and being done elsewhere and everywhere that it is needed. Because right now the focus is no longer just on us. Yes, we each have our own journey to do and we have to do our own inner work. But you know, I've always felt a very strong pull to the collective and to assist in that level. So for me, my water has been good. Also, specifically with water, when I'm working with it, I'm also strongly feeling a connection to nature and how as I'm using the 528 code to clean my water, I'm also intentionally holding that waters and rivers and oceans and on our planet and in my body is also being altered into whichever way it best serves humanity. So that's how I look at water. That's how I look at the work with water. Anything else you want to comment on that, Franco or James? And then we'll wrap up for tonight.
Yeah, it's like anything, and I'm sure James will add to it if he feels so. You know, when you're using energy paper, you're using any intent with anything, water, food, whatever it may be, or anything that you're doing. When you're doing it because you want to create, well, you're coming in from a point of accentuating or improving the experience. For example, saying when you're putting the energy paper on the water is to enhance the water, to make the water more conducive for vibrancy, for allowing it to match more your vibration or to even increase the vibration, then it is it's much more powerful than putting it on because you're afraid that if you don't, that the water may hurt you or that you see that the water is bad or anything is bad and that we have to put the energy paper to change it. Then the energy of that is being transmitted is lessened because of the fact that of our own intent that's also putting into it. Now, left long enough there, it will change as long as you're not drinking it. And when we're pouring it in a glass, we're still, you know, I got to drink this because this is the only thing that's going to help me shift, because then that's coming from a lower vibration energy and a dependency on something else. But when you're taking the glass of water and you're drinking it because you're now bringing it into your body to enhance what you already have and more, and then you'll see that it actually does not shift from its original state. Now, if you have some certain ailments and you're now relying on this to heal you, per se, then again it changes the energy of that. So if you don't see the whatever ailment that you may have as something negative and see that it's there and now you're ready to enhance it or change it or shift it, and when you take in the water or anything else that you take in, it will enhance and it does not shift within your body. Because as much as the memory and the codes are in the water, we are still the master code or the master key for our own physicality, so that we can actually alter it or at least minimize it if we're coming in from a different state. So it's really just be at ease. And when you're taking it in, just allow it to just come into your body and allow it to do whatever it needs to do to enhance what is best for you, and not to see it as a solution to get you out of a jam, or to see that you're in a bad state and now this is going to affect make it better. It still plays a certain role, but you minimize its role. I guess, James, you can correct me if I'm wrong or enhance what I just said.
No, you said it correctly because of the law of attractions, right? So if you have negative thoughts while you're using the paper, the water will continue to negative thoughts that actually enhance the negative thought. And the energy in that water is not good anymore.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's what Antonio was saying, to use it with a good intention. Now, just if you look at the instructions, we did say that if you have negative thoughts and you're using those paper, you actually enhance it because it attracts more negative energy because of the negative thoughts. So it would not shift you as you like. So try to be more on the positive side when you're using the energy paper.
Mm-hmm. Or more on the allowing side.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of times we don't understand the negative, so much the negative thought, and it's even if we have a fear about, our current state and I need to take this to fix me or something, that's kind of in the same realm, too, and it doesn't work as well because of it, not as you would like it to. So in essence, if you're taking it in and you're just allowing that enhancement coming in, for you to kind of enhance the shift that you're desiring and it is part of you, then it is much more powerful. Because even taking it in and you have the best of intention that I want to recover from this, but there's still a fear that I may not recover or that I have to take this or else something's going to happen to me, then guess what? You're going to have it's not going to work as in the same fashion that it would have the best intention of creating on its, with the codes itself. Because somebody had mentioned it to me, and I was talking the other day about it, and it says, well, it's almost like the magic genie, so it depends on what you ask it to do. And a lot of times we ask behind the scenes in a sense because, I want to get rid of this because we're judging it, then guess what? You're going to enhance that part so that you can get rid of the whole judgment part. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you get what you're really looking for, but coming from a superconscious state. So in essence, when you do it, use the energy paper like the instructions are giving, is also just allowing it to come through and allow whatever changes are required for your highest good just to come without having any fears or any concerns or anything of that nature. And that will make it more powerful to create that shift within you energetically and also on a physical realm of how you feel and so forth.
Absolutely. Okay, I think it's time to wrap up for tonight. So I just want to thank everybody for coming together and creating this, and especially I want to thank Sisu James and Franco for being here tonight. And we highly encourage that you join us in some way, whether you can join us at the live events
whether you join us in the live streams. We're doing our best to make things as available as possible in as many ways as possible. So please, do take part. For more information, if you're listening to this via the webcast or via the button to get more information is on the left-hand side. You can click on it. If you can once again also easily go to either masterpiecelife.com, jamesfu.ca, or frankwithdinicola.com, and all on our right-hand columns, there's boxes there to Riding the Wave event for September 21st and the 19th. So there's lots of ways you can access that to get information. And please do. We'd love for you to be part of the event. It's just a coming together so that we can all assist each other. That's really all it is. It's coming together in oneness, coming together in love, and we look forward to having you there with us. All right, so with that, it's a little goodbye on my part. Look forward to being with you guys. Do look for your emails. I'll send out information for September 16th, for the 20th, and, of course, for the 21st. We've been doing it nonstop. So looking forward to being together, sending everybody lots of love, and we'll be together soon. So once again, James, thank you. Frankel, thank you. It's always wonderful to come together and create so much.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Everybody,
okay.
Namaste and good night.
Yep.
Good night.
See you guys all soon, live or on streaming.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.